Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, saints. This is Pastor Barbara Burris with the Spirit of Truth broadcast, and we are in a special service. Amen. Praise God. For Israel, amen. For the Jewish nations, amen. Praise God. So we want to lift up our banners, amen, and pray for God's people as well as the Christians. I'm not leaving them out, but I do have a special service for, amen, the Jewish nation. I give God the glory, all the honor, and all the praise, because he's worthy to be praised. You know, I'm excited. Amen. I just want to lift up God, amen, and thank him for what he's doing and what he's about to do. Not too long ago, I was doing a work, amen, praise God, and I won't go into details. And on that Wednesday, amen, God told me to separate myself and go and do what he called me to do. Being a pastor and a prophetess as well, I must walk in the prophetic, amen, because of how the Holy Spirit guides me and teaches me, amen. And also being a pastor, amen, praise God, I want to make sure that I walk in obedience because of the covering, amen, that I have from the Shekinah glory, amen, upon my life. So I just thank God for this opportunity to walk in his will, knowing that God is the author and finisher of all our faith. Amen. When he calls you forth, amen, and you have the true prophetic on you, one of the things that you're going to do is you're going to be sensitive to the voice of the Holy Spirit. I love him so much. I love him so much. And you're going to do what thus said the Lord, because it's vitally important. So as I pulled away, God literally instructed me to go and begin to intercede for Israel, because the enemy is trying to infiltrate the Jewish nation, and they don't care how they do it. And so we need to praise God, support God, amen, and his will. So I went on and I started the segment, amen, of my ministry, praise God, on that time frame that he sent me, and that was Wednesday night. And I give God the glory, amen, and I'm going to continue to go into the Spirit, amen, into the most holy places to adhere, amen, and hear what the Lord is saying. I want you to listen to this.
Yeah.
The battle is not ours, it's the Lord's. As I was saying earlier, the Lord had called me, amen, to stop doing what I was doing to go into prayer with some friends of mine, amen, as they did their segment. And he called me, he said, because it's now time for the prophetic to start back again. I had been off of it because I had relocated by his divine wisdom and knowledge and instructions. And as I was getting myself situated and finally got myself situated to get back on Blog Talk officially, then started that with those guys, amen, and then God told me, he said, come forth and do what I told you to do. Israel needs you. And as I speak today, tonight, amen, I'm speaking on behalf of Adonai Elohim. I'm speaking on behalf of his will and his love for his people, the Jewish nation. I'm speaking on behalf of my love for the Jews, amen. We are in the end time, and you had, if you look at my page, you can read my little introduction as far as what's going on with Hezbollah. And so as I walked in obedience to do the will of God the first two nights, amen, I had technical difficulties, and I'm hoping that I'm not having them tonight because I changed phones. But at the same time, I don't let nothing technical stop the supernatural. So I step out in the faith that I have to believe that God will iron out all the technical difficulties in order to get his point across. Amen, because he is God and he has the final say. So I just give God the glory for what he's doing and what he's about to do. And as we know and have read and done research, amen, and have read and listened to some of the things that I have given on my pages, one of the things that I stand for is end time prophecy. I am a prophetess, amen. I don't want to prophesy cards. I don't want to prophesy trucks and prophesy marriages so much as prophesy the word of God, amen, and end time. I walk as one of the major prophets. Yeah, God is still writing the book, amen. Although you don't see it, amen, he's still letting us know that his word is coming forth through his pastors, his teachers, and evangelists. Every time we stand up and preach, amen, we're preaching, amen, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, his word and his will. And Hezbollah, commander in the south, Nabai Keyuk, I'm trying to pronounce it right, said Friday that the organization was moving forces in anticipation of the IDF planned week-long civil defense drill, which starts Sunday, this coming Sunday. And I'm trying to pronounce his name right again. Keyuk said His Kalah forces will be prepared for all eventualities. And then Karuk, he said again that one, if Lebanon is attacked, Israel will not be able to find a place to hide from Hezbollah's retaliation, amen, retaliatory attack. That means that if Israel stand up for self-defense against these various Muslims and their beliefs, they said Israel would not have a place to hide. Well, I want to tell that circumcised, that uncircumcised Philistine, that God said he's greater than Hezbollah, he's greater than any entity in this world, he's greater than Satan that leads these people to want to destroy Israel, he's greater than anybody that would come against Israel. And anybody touches Israel touches the apple of his eye. And I stand up like King David said, and I'm going to tell you right now, when you try to destroy Israel, God wants you to know the same way David cut off Goliath's head and smote him with a smooth stone, God is going to smote, amen, everyone that come against Israel. He has no respect of person when it comes to his nation. He has no respect of person when it comes to his Christians. And we as the body of Christ are called forth to be watchmen, set up on the wall to pray and intervene and intercede for Israel as well as the nations of the world that walk in Christianity and believe in the will of God. Now, I'm not afraid of the devil because I've been there. And I've seen my ending, and all my endings say that I am and I will be saved and taken home. Before I left Missouri, God showed me where the enemy would try to kill me. And God stood up in his army and fought for my salvation and my life. And he defeated the enemy. Praise God. So when I stand, I don't stand in fear. I don't stand in compromising with this devil because I don't like him. I don't like what he does to God's people and how he tries to manipulate and use strategy against God's people for them to walk in fear and not be able to understand that there, amen, is power that comes from him. We don't have to take down for the devil, but we have to stand up literally and begin to praise and worship and believe and pray and intercede for one another. Because, amen, we're in the end times, amen, and the Antichrist is soon to come. So all of these, amen, Muslims and those that believe in their Allah and their God, I'm telling you today that God is greater than any God. Great, 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 great. Of our King, great is our Lord. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. So we as the body of Christ need to stand up in proxy for one another. We stand up and believe that God can do everything but fail. Thank you, Jesus. I have received commandment from the Lord to stand up and speak on his behalf. Amen. Praise God. I have received commandment from the Lord to stand up and to do his will. For, amen, I'm asking even now, amen, thank you, Jesus, as Paul did. And I am sure that when I come unto you, I shall come in the fullness of the blessings of the gospel of Christ. You see, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. A lot of us will stand up and preach what God say, but we want to go all around the bush and preach what we want to preach. Amen. And do what we want to do, thinking we're doing God's service. But I'm telling you, if you don't have
have a covering for one over your head. If you don't believe what God is telling you for two, amen, and you want to establish your own doctrines, then you have no support. Amen. But I got a support system that tells me that I, amen, thank you, Jesus, will do the will of the Lord. Now, I beseech you, brothers, for the Lord Jesus Christ's sake and for the love of the Spirit, that you strive together with me, amen, in your prayers to God for me, to stand up, amen, and speak what God says speak. Hallelujah. When Franklin Graham was going through that issue, amen, a few months back, amen, thank you, Jesus, and they did not want him to pull through because of his belief. He said that he did not hate the Muslim, but he hated their belief. Anybody that can strap a bomb to their bodies and go into Jerusalem or anywhere in the world and kill up 10 and 15 people, amen, for their God, we ought to be able to want to stand up for God and not compromise this gospel. And he went on to say that I may be delivered from them that do not believe in Judah. You see, I believe, hallelujah, that God, amen, hallelujah, had made Judah his lawgiver back in Joseph's time. Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, and that my service which I have for Jerusalem may be accepted of the saints. I don't know what you want to do, and I don't know what you come to do, but I pray that you will accept what I'm saying, because we as the body of Christ need to understand, ain't no compromising in this gospel, ain't no friendship in this gospel, only truth, amen, and the prophetic and the will of God and keep his commandment is the true thing and the sure thing that will bring us to the joy, amen, and the peace that's everlasting in God, that I may come unto you with joy by the will of God, and may with you be refreshed. Now the God of peace will literally be with you, praise God. And he went on to say that he was literally, amen, set and bound to do the will of God. But we as the body of Christ, amen, want to compromise the gospel. We want to sugarcoat everything and play with the devil. But I'm telling you, if you play with the devil, he will destroy you. I receive commandments from the Lord to bless those that bless Israel, and I have received commandments from the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. For the Lord shall greatly bless, amen, you as you bless Israel. And I pray for blessing, amen, thank you, Jesus, over the people, amen, that are the Jewish nation and their land, Jerusalem and Israel. I bless your hands, Israel, in order to stand forth in battle and stand forth and fight for, amen, your freedom. You are a country, a nation of people that resides in the middle of the world. Praise God, and I thank God, amen, for reasons why he put you there. Because there is a reason, and Satan has a satanic device to want to take over that land, because he knows that it goes deeper even from the beginning of creation. Praise be the name of God. And if we look at creation, we'll understand Eden was there. My God, my God, my God. And Satan want to take over and be God of this world, to take over even the land, amen, from the Euphrates River, even all the way through, amen, all through Jerusalem. He don't want the Jewish nation to have their rightful position and place with God. He don't want them to have the land. But I stand forth, you uncircumcised Philistine, and Hishbalah, and all those that believe that they can overthrow the will of God. I'm not going to take it back. God is greater than any Muslim and their belief. God is greater than any Hindu or Moshiach, Hindu and their belief. And God tell me to tell you, Israel, be strengthened, amen, in the inward man, and not to faint when the enemy come in against you. Amen. Trusting in the Lord, who is the author and finisher of your faith. He is the mighty Balak, We bless you, Israel, and we bless you, O Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. For Satan, amen, is defeated. I will bless the Lord at all times, and I will sing unto the Lord, bless his name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and bless all that within me. I will bless you, Lord God Almighty. And along, amen, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, with my breath, and I say you are worthy, God, to be praised, who can use, amen, a counsel against you, amen, who can use anything against you, because every counsel that an enemy tried to set up, you already done overthrow that, you already done overthrow, amen, what these Iranians and Iraqis and all of those Syria and all of those war do against Israel, and my God, my God, my God, bless you, Lord God, abide in the truth, and I will abide in the truth with you. I bless you, Israel. I bless you, the promised land. I bless you, Israel, the Jewish nation, right now that you will stand in. I bless the Israelites, amen. Thank you, Lord, for they are kept, amen, and keep the word. I bless, amen, for the word's sake, a place to worship and a place to praise God and thank him for his many blessings. I bless you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, for the inhabitants of Jerusalem, because you are bringing them from the four corners of the world, and they will know that their God and their Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, not only he died on the cross, but he was the one that was sent, and now they will believe that there is an eye-opener, that you raised them, and amen, Israel will not fail, because God kept his word, and God is keeping his word, and like a vine, hallelujah, and be, amen, thank you, Jesus, courageous, and like a skillful eagle, Israel, be courageous, no matter what the enemy tried to do, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, that God fall just like Goliath, and the Bible let me know, Israel shall soon be like an eagle, because that's what God called them to be. They shall mount their wings as an eagle. They go run and not be weary, and they go walk and not faint. And I don't care what nobody say, although they might be battle-stricken, and although they might have lost a few wars and a few battles, but the Bible say, this is the day that the Lord has made, and we gonna rejoice and be glad in it. No longer will you stand and lose your light. Hallelujah, because Jesus is coming back. Hallelujah, the Prince of Peace. Shalom. Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. So I'm saying to you, Israel, begin to let your light shine. For Jesus is shalom. Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, that when the enemy fight, amen, the light will blind their eyes, that the Father God that we serve will not allow the enemy to quench, amen. Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, the light out of Israel. But let the light of Israel, amen, shine, and let Israel rejoice before, amen, of the Lord. And like God destroyed the Philistines, they gone, God. God is going to let Israel rejoice, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, over their enemies as they try to come in and attack Israel. Israel going to stand forth and fight side to side with the walls, amen. Thank you, Jesus, built up so that they can stand and glorify God, because this is a supernatural battle as well as a spiritual battle. That's why he called the prophets forth. The prophet always walked in the supernatural. They never walk in the flesh. They don't have to sit down and think about a message, because the message is already in them. And I prophesy deliverance to the Jewish nation. And I give you glory, God, all the honor and all the praise. You are worthy to praise. We lift up a banner of righteousness. righteousness. We lift up the banner of truth that Israel cannot be defeated anymore because Jesus, amen, is coming back. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. He's going to be riding on a white horse. And the Bible says, hey, it's so clearly white. My God, my God, my God, my God, that is coming back in the supernatural to fight spiritually, soul, and on the natural realm. And Jerusalem will not be defeated. The Jerusalem will stand with Jesus Christ and count around him 1,000 years. Every tribe but the tribe of Dan, because Dan became an extinct. And Father God, we want to thank you, Jesus. Instead of Dan, you put Manasseh in Dan's place. Ephraim was supposed to take Dan's place, but Ephraim began to run in battle. But God, you got a remnant of people that ain't compromising, ain't got a run in battle. And Lord God, you're moving by your spirit. Holy, holy, holy Lord God Almighty, as I pray and lift you up, which was and is to come. Ain't no compromising, ain't no turning around. We all have to fear because the battle is not ours, but it's the Lord. I give you glory. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Saints, I want you to listen to this. Give you glory, God. Hallelujah. Wars that can be won through the Holy Spirit, through the Lord God Almighty. I want you to understand, God can do everything but fail.
Praise God, praise God, praise God, praise God, praise God, praise God. In that day, seven women shook a coal of one man, saying, "We will eat our bread and wear, my God, our own apparel. Only let us be called by thy name to take away our reproach. And in that day shall the branch of the Lord be beautiful and glorious." Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. "And the fruit of the earth shall be excellent." Amen. "And comely for them that are escaped of Israel. And it shall come to pass that he that is left in Zion and he that remaineth in Jerusalem shall be called holy. And everyone that is written among the living in Jerusalem." Thank you, Jesus. "When the Lord shall have washed away the filth of the daughters of Zion, and shall have purged the blood of Jerusalem from the midst thereof by the spirit of judgment, by the spirit of judgment, and by the spirit of burning." Hallelujah. "And the Lord will create upon every dwelling place of Mount Zion and upon her assemblies a cloud and a smoke by day and the shining of the flame fire by night. For upon all the glory shall be a defense." Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. "And there shall be a tabernacle for a shadow in the daytime from the heat, and for a place of refuge, for a covert for the storm and from the rain." Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. That was Isaiah chapter 4. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Jerusalem, a nation who is blessed. Genesis
12:1-3. Amen. God told Father Abraham that he would make him a father of many nations. Thank you, Jesus. In Numbers 23 and verses 8 through 10, Balaam said, "How shall I curse whom God has not cursed? Or who shall I defy whom the Lord had not defied? From the top of the rock I see him, and from the hill I beheld him. Lo, the people shall dwell alone and shall not be reckoned among the nation. Who can count the dust of Jacob and the number of the fourth part of Israel?" Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. "Let me die the death of the righteous, and let my last end be like his." Balaam was literally saying, every nation that come against Israel shall be destroyed. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And that God had made Israel a righteous nation. Who can curse Israel? Who can curse what God has blessed? That is set apart from all nations. He also was saying that Jacob's latter end. Who is Jacob? Jacob is Israel. Jacob's latter end would be greater than his beginning, and that he wanted his latter end to be greater. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Like Israel's. Praise God. Because Balaam could not curse Israel for the right. One of the things, amen, thank you, Jesus, he in return gave him an evil counsel. But the Bible said, who counsel is greater than God's counsel? Who can outstand and outwit God? Amen. Balaam had told Barak to put a stumbling block before Israel. This stumbling block was to cause other nations to intermingle with and marry into Israel's bloodline. When Israel left out of Egypt, they came out with a mixed multitude. There was not too much integration with that multitude, because God had given laws about, amen, integration with multitudes that was not like them. Now today, amen, thank you, Jesus, God is still saying, amen, the mixed multitude is not of the race as far as the colors is concerned. Amen, it's all right to marry a black woman if you're a white man. It's all right to marry a white woman if you are a black man, or Jew, Gentile. That's okay, because God don't put no limitations on that. But he was saying, if you're not like them, if you don't have the same likeness and the image, amen, of them, amen, in essence to God's will and being his chosen people, then you are of a mixed multitude that are corrupt. You walk as pagans. You walk as those whoredoms, amen, that the pagans used to do. So God was telling him, he said, I want you to be defiled, amen, amen, because you are a nation of people that will worship and serve me. All of these other races that are doing their own thing and serving other gods, amen, cannot be a part of you, because you will eventually end up taking up their belief. So this was God was telling them to do. This is what happened to the tribe of Dan, amen. After they had been given the promised land, one of the things that they did, amen, they stayed in ships, amen, because they could not overthrow their enemy around Lebanon, amen, and in that essence. That's who Hezbollah was first founded out, amen, through Lebanon, the Lebanese. And Hezbollah is a terrorist group, amen, that goes around strap bombs and shrapnels and all that to their body, go into a town and kill up 10 people. They don't care if they don't kill but one, as long as they get somebody. For they are God, for their God, who is Satan. But we must live for Jesus Christ, because we don't die. Jesus didn't die. He slept. So God was telling them, what I don't want you to do is to intermingle with their pagan belief, amen, and take on, amen, their belief. But if you can be converted, then fine, amen, praise God. those people that believe in their Muslim belief, they're not going to take down, amen, not less than they really believe and find out that God is the true God. Those that believe in Buddha and all of these other New Age stuff and all this stuff, they're not taking down, amen. But all they want to do is bring in and destroy the our Christian beliefs and our belief in God, amen. So God took and set a watch over Israel, and he promised Israel that I will literally do what I told Abraham that I would do. So Balaam, amen, knew that Israel could not be cursed, amen. So he turned around and allowed, amen, Balak to see that you could put a stumbling block, amen. And this how, amen, we learn how to do pagan worship and serving other gods when we hook up with these various beliefs. So God wanted to keep us sanctified and pure, amen, as well as the Jewish nation, amen. Israel will stand in the end time. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. There is a number, a multitude, a remnant that's not going to bow down to Baal. Today, after salvation come into our lives, we are no longer under a curse. No longer can we be cursed. When you get around and go into these various churches and these pastors say, oh, you got a curse on you, and you say you are saved, you have to look at them and say, where is my curse? God said, I'm no longer cursed. Amen. Once, amen, I believe in him. Once I, amen, give my life, amen, to him. Because Jesus had made himself a curse for us. So we're no longer under a curse. So I'm telling the uncircumcised Philistine that's speaking, amen, against Israel. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You can't curse, amen, and the stumbling blocks, amen, are being destroyed because God is doing a supernatural thing. So he told me to pray for Jerusalem. He told me, amen, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We must delight in the law of the Lord, Jerusalem, and because you are his chosen one, I don't care what tribe, I don't care what nation, I don't care what entity try to come against you. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. And I pray to God that you would allow God strengthen Jerusalem even the more. Let them be strengthened. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. With all kinds, amen, all going no more shy, spiritual warfare and strategies to overthrow the enemy. Lord God, because Lord God, we need in end times, and you told me to tell the people. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, that the Antichrist is coming. But Jesus is coming at the battle of Armageddon because he has looked down and seen the affliction of his people. And before he let any Ishmael or any other beliefs that the Muslim believe that they have the power to do, to try to destroy Jerusalem, he'll come, amen, and show them that he is King of Kings and Lord of Lords, and that Satan has to tuck his tail. My God, my God, my God. So I'm praying, Lord God, that you will continue to bless Jerusalem. I see Jerusalem standing off by itself, a nation that will not be touched by any other nation, destroyed in the name of Jesus. I bless God and I bless Jerusalem. I speak the peace of Jerusalem. I speak the King of glory. Hallelujah, that he will come in. My God, in the name of Jesus. Jesus, and begin to manifest your glory and show Iran and all of these other nations that want to come against Jerusalem because Jerusalem is trying to establish the will of God. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Lord God, that you would look at Yerushalayim. Lord God, Ali Kandelaboshayim, that you would move by your spirit and keep Jerusalem. Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, keep Jerusalem from all heart harm and danger, as well as America and all other nations. But God, we ask you to strengthen and fortify Jerusalem. Let them take courage and mount upon wings as an eagle. Let them run and not be weary, and walk and not faint. In your son Jesus' name, pull down every stronghold and every demonic and spiritual, amen, strategies in the name of Jesus. We bind up the prince of the air that want to reside over Jerusalem. We bind up those principalities and their works, and we call them down. Amen. As a defeated foe, and we give you glory, Lord God, for stepping up for Jerusalem and fighting like you fought, like you never fought before. Because, Lord God, we need you down here on earth, and Jerusalem shall do need you. They are surrounded by their enemies. Now, God, the Syrians on one end, Lebanon on another end, and now, God, Iran and Iraq on another end. But, Lord God, even though they try to fortify themselves, Jerusalem will be fortified greater than them, because you are the battle axe. You are the supernatural worker. Now, God, that healed the 666 sickness out of people, that healed the diseases out of people, that heal, Lord God, and deliver from all manner of hurt, harm, and danger. And so, God, I praise you right now. Stand up for Jerusalem one more time and let the world know that, God, you are the God that created the heavens and the earth, that keep this earth from colliding into other planets, that keep this earth from exploding by the massive heat from the sun, that keep the earth from Lord God, disintegrating from the bowel that's on the inside, under the inner core, God, that you, God, amen, set the rivers in place. And not only you set the rivers in place, but you set man in place, and you establish his going if they walk and keep his commandments, which you have placed down here on earth. In the name of Jesus, that's keeping your commandments, I pray like that in Jesus' name. So, God, I'm asking you to move by your spirit. Every boy, amen, every girl, every child over in Jerusalem, build a special hedge of protection around them and a supernatural covering. And not only that, but build it around America and the world. Because when you come into the prophetic, not only did I see what's going on in Jerusalem, but Lord God, you showed me what will hit America. And in the KBO, we have not been exempt because we have walked in rebellion. We have taken God out of the schools, out of the military, and various other entities, and don't want no man to stand up in their American rights, in their freedom rights. But I'm calling forth, Lord God, your glory, God, your glory, God, your Shekinah glory, that do what you wanted to do. So you said you will not give your glory to another. Now, God, I ask you to move and catch. Now, God, all over the world right now, because people are being oppressed. Now, God, they're being stressed out. Now, God, their minds are being, Lord God, tormented. And, Lord God, they need healing in the marriage. But, God, I'm asking you to strengthen them right now. In the name of Jesus, just like you called Abraham forth and blessed him, and blessed the nation of Israel. Not only that, but you're blessing the Christian people and those that believe in you, being Muslim that has been transformed to the knowledge of Jesus Christ, being Hindu that has been transformed into the image of you, Jesus Christ, and the Father, Lord God, that I might know you. I'm asking you, Lord God, to save them right now so that they can stop rebelling against your will and stop fighting against your will. Because they cannot curse what you have blessed. In Jesus' name.
Lord, when I call you, I'm near. Yeah.
Praise God. Saints, let us continue to pray for Jerusalem. Praise God. I hope that the sound came out pretty good tonight. And I changed telephones and everything, and hopefully you got a chance to hear the music much more better. But this was Karen Davis and her music. Amen. Praise God. I will be with you tomorrow night. Amen. And we'll do treasures and earthen vessels, as well as a short segment of praying for Israel. I love Israel, saints, and I have been bound by God to do His will, despite of I've gone through so much, and it's not a pretty picture. But at the same time, all of my suffering will not be in vain. If I obey God and keep His commandments and love His people, I know for surety that I got a place in heaven. God bless you. This thing is real.